Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and one more thing I didn't mention in the last podcast. I want to talk about the paintless cars. 3M has partnered with some manufacturers to design different types of steels or coatings, and I don't know if it's going to be like maybe carbon fibers and different types of stainless steels to where the panels do not require painting. And this is going to change the industry quite a bit. I'm just kind of reaching out there to see what everybody else thinks about that. I understand that it's going to be good for the environment. You know, it's a green technology. And, you know, instead of the paint, they're just going to be using wraps to wrap the cars from the factory. But this brings some things to consider in the repair industry. One thing is, you know, if you have a wrecked right front fender that's damaged and you order a new one, do you order it to color? Does it come from the, you know, manufacturer that way? Or do you order it and then, you know, order the skin wrap for the fender separately? You know, there's a lot of things that's going to, you know, have to be thought out about this. But, you know, on some of the panels it's not so easy to replace, like a quarter panel or roof, you know, there's still going to have to be body work. And, you know, this kind of makes me think, you know, you're still going to have to use the body fillers and, you know, prime it out to get the scratches, you know, finished out. So that part of it I don't see going away unless they, you know, have something that they know about that I don't. But, you know, things change, and I understand that. But it's just that's going to be a big change. You know, it's going to put a hurt on paint companies, booth manufacturers, you know, just a lot of different companies are going to be affected by this. And, you know, I don't know about you, but that's what really hooked me into this business. I remember, you know, painting my first car when I was in high school, stepping back and seeing that end result. Man, that's just what really I'm passionate about. And I kind of hate to see the paint go away. And, you know, there'll still be paint for the older cars, but I think we've all noticed, just like, you know, carburetors and VCRs, you know, things, once they start getting outdated, they seem to go pretty fast, faster than we think. So I don't know what to expect. But if you got any insight on that or thoughts, you know, leave us a comment, because I'm curious about what's going to happen with that area. And you know, it's a good thing in some ways, but I kind of hate to see it go away. It's certainly going to change the way we do business in, you know, the collision repair industry. So anyway, that's just something heading our way. I mean, there's already partnerships been made out there to make this technology happen. So it is something I believe we're going to see in the future. And it may not be that long. So just kind of hard to imagine, you know, getting that satisfaction from stepping back and, you know, seeing, you know, a wrap job that you did. I don't know. Maybe we will. But, you know, I, as an instructor, every paint job that I do or a student does, when a student does a job that's just almost perfect, I mean, didn't seem like there's ever anything just perfect, but if it's just, you know, one of them ones you can step back, you know, I get that feeling every time where I'm excited to see a, you know, job completed and that it looks good and, you know, a job well done. But so it's a changing industry. But anyway, go to collisionblast.com. Leave us some comments on that of what you think. Talk to you soon.